Welcome to your program Midday Show. We meet you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM na Freetong and 99.5 FM na Bo, and same way so on internet on www.radiodemocracy.sl. Me na Emery Koikoka with this edition of the program Midday Show. Like all time inside the program, we get plenty news, information and entertainment. So stay with me for the next 1 hour. Can be part of the program by where you go send text message to the number 077-981-981, and you self can go na the Radio Democracy Facebook page and drop you comments. The clerk na Parliament, Honorable Ibrahim Cisse, don't describe rumor where they go round say Parliament want for put state of emergency na the country for sake of the August 14 disaster as fake news.
A lot of fake news they na the media for scare people then. And rumor mongering na part of the society, you know.
One panel committee member the Modi SLPP be non set up. I mean the Sierra Leone People's Party for looking inside the flag bearer convention. Don't assure the public say the party focus for see that waiting be inside the last convention, not be this convention.
That convention will not ever happen in our own convention. This is why we started the planning since January and we are focused. So as long as the processes are clear and the procedure is transparent and everybody sees what we are doing, believe you me, I don't think anybody will raise any qualms, you know, regarding the outcome of our convention in Kenya.
And Magistrate Albert Moody don't get in ruling in a court say the conspiracy to defraud the Salon government case where na 9 men and 2 women where the Bank of Salon will command them done the tinap trial for na court, they continue in a free tongue. And this could be na the magistrate court number 1 because of the offense where the police been charged all the accused people with correct inside the law before the courts. Well, we did take we very first item at the program and we go na Parliament. The clerk na Parliament, Honorable Ibrahim Cisse, don't deny rumor where they go around say Parliament want to put state of emergency in the country for sake of the August 14 disaster. According to people, if Parliament put state of emergency in the country, it go embark the March 7 election dates. The Parliament clerk, Honorable Ibrahim Cisse, say this na fake news inside this interview with Khadija Bangura.
When we president been take under the Ebola term, it don't done. When them put an emergency, it last for a period. For example, like how you see, for this particular period, from this term to this term. So when that term they lapse, they don't need for go announce again, say the emergency don't done. Automatically, they done. If they want for renewal, president will announce back for say, our for the parliament renewal back. Now that's not the process.
Rumor don't they go na the social media or I top them, even from members of the house, don't they write say una parliament they on ongoing discussion now for bring a state of emergency, but constitutionally that the president get the powers for announce a state of emergency. So how come we they say discussion day among members of parliament then for another state of emergency because of the mudslide where we get August 14th.
Rumor, ERC. This ERC.
When I saw the way they go on the social media and even from members of parliament.
I don't think see any write up the common parliament here will not the clerk the signer. Look at the write up where you see whether or not the clerk signer. Because the clerk died like the administrative head of parliament. So any official document with the common parliament, that the clerk go for signer. So whichever one will you get, I don't know who signed and the income
on
to.
On the 29th, Tuesday, members of parliament they hold a closed door meeting at committee room number 3.
So if they hold any meeting, now the privilege of parliament.
No, I just...
Committee room, now an extension of parliament. When parliament get for discussion team, we not deal with team, the public domain yet, then they go to committee room number 1. Now I mean they go to committee room. Now an extension of parliament.
Well, I go take and say that the information come yesterday because after that meeting day, the information day all over say parliament wants for bring another state of emergency.
Well, that is your opinion, but you may not be correct.
But Mr. Clark, and they put on to you say some certain thing and they will hide because me na a reporter in a parliament for quite a long time now on there 30 meeting and they wouldn't contain a closed door journalist not for body.
Parliament get some meetings there will be see, now exclusively for Parliament. The meetings they wouldn't want to now for Leo Nago, they can announce them, public. Parliament na the legislative body of government. It's not a rumor business. Anything we hear on rumor can a Parliament for verify. The Constitution is very clear on who that they make emergency. It is under Section 29, if you look at it, they tell you Section 29.1. They say, whenever in the opinion of the President, whether they say the state of public emergency is imminent or has commenced, the President may, at any time by proclamation, which shall be published in the Gazette, for make a public, let all man see him. Now the President, you read and the Usai Parliament come in. When they don't declare a state of emergency, then they send an of Parliament for ratification.
So many concerns in day out there now from the public, from where this information go out, say Parliament want for bring another state of emergency, for Fenway for extend the March 7 elections. And you, now the clerk of Parliament, the administrative head, you can just make them clear. Let the people them we don't get that fear or the argument where people don't they argue for sake of this issue, because so many CSO them don't they argue on that, even members of the media don't they argue on that.
Fake news. A lot of fake news they that the media for scare people then. And rumor mongering na part of the society, you know. For people then for grab toxic they this. Then we put you in the social media, then put horn like you head or we put you head. You know, like say you're a sheep and begin calling say this man the kitchen as which man. So we not get nothing for do any issue relating to the question where you ask about emergency or no emergency. When the situation arise, everybody will know. What a secret. So Parliament don't get anything we get for do with emergency, say Parliament meet for we declare this. Parliament don't get the right.
Mr. Clark, the March 7 elections. From one own angle, because as a stakeholder in electionary process, how best we not be work towards March 7 election, like for dissolve parliament, don't at December 7 this year, we for dissolve parliament and make all members of parliament then go into the campaign period.
With our testimony, we then bring all the 32 instruments we get for do with boundary delimitation. They all don't care, over 40 of them. They don't mature, we don't make the certificate, we don't send them, na neck, na the relevant offices. Anything we don't bring, na we get for do with the elections, we don't already done that, we don't ratify that, we don't send them. Thing we get for do with the closure of parliament, the good thing about this constitution is that under section 85, subsection 1, it says parliament shall stand dissolved at the expiration of a period of 5 years, commencing from the date of its first sitting after a general election. When the term reaches now, December 7, Parliament will lock itself automatically.
That's the voice of the clerk na Parliament, Honorable Ibrahim Sisebi, in the interview with Radio Democracy, Khadija Bangura. Quickly, I welcome my guest to the studio, where na Dr. Dennis Sandi. In our one panel member them na the 7-man committee where the Salon People's Party bid on pick for look inside the flag bearer convention. Good day.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir.
Quickly, let me just make something clear to the family. Dr. Dennis Sandi, now one time government minister, work now different ministry them from the PMDC ticket. When you go back to the SAPP?
Immediately after the 2012 elections, 2013.
You join or you rejoin the party?
No, we return. That's clear. You know, we're all part of SFP. Had it not been for that unfortunate incident number Kenny, there would have been no PMDC. So it's like going back to your family. It's like we hear your daddy or your parents again, blabber, and they said to them, no picking or they will not go happy for making the resolve between you and your parents, them, especially in daddy or in mama. So some of you don't think, say yes. I mean, no matter what has transpired, the good of this country comes first, and our people's interest should always, you know, prevail over all of our interests. So, of course, people then come to me, we hold discussions there, and at the end of the day, I have to go back. Well, of course, all of us were. So okay. I read, thank God, thank you for that.
So this SIPP gets 7-man committee, we the responsible for looking at the flag bearer convention. What exactly is 7-man committee charged with? What's our responsibility?
Thank you very much, Mr. Coker. When we fumble them, now let me just give an introduction, you know, where result to us being called IMOC. IMOC are basically the Independent Elections Monitoring Oversight Committee of the Sierra Leone People's Party. IMO came about my family based, you know, on NEC Resolution 7 of 2016 December, wherein the National Executive Council, were comprised of members them from national officers them, including the chairman and leader, the SECGEN, regional chairman them, or persons them, members of parliament, and all other officers them. They came together, they met at the party office here, Willie Johnson Street, and they decide for constitute a body what they call IMOC. And again, this is in consonance with the Supreme Court judgment and the Appeals Court judgment. We say that for avoid the mistakes, you know, of past elections, there must be a credible body put up by the Sierra Leone People's Party. We will undertake such elections then, especially crucial ones them for the party. Not forget, we get clause 2 under the rules, you know, the rules of engagement, who basically call the rules and regulations for the conduct of the executive elections of the SLPP, where they'll be done gazette. That, you know, has been well gazetted. Then IMOC came under clause 2. And that clause 2 day, section 28, give us the mandate. And again, you watch again clause 9. In fact, clause 9 now establish what to call IMOC. So IMOC with Fambulem, now a legal entity established by the Sierra Leone People's Party through the National Executive Council. And the NEC will all know that the second highest decision-making organ of a party. The highest one, of course, now the party conference. So NEC comprises of 7 important people. First, we go with chairman, when our Professor Lawrence Kamara. I mean, the man was former, you know, Statistical General of this country. And of course, we all know, see, he gets, you know, a very good track record. And then the second people, we came from all the regions then. This is why I must want to ensure that, yes, the regions then are well represented. So for the East, we got Honorable Sir Nyama Fasoluku. And of course, for the North, we have Honorable Danda Mamadi Konde. For the Western area, we have Reverend, you know, Sisi, Reverend Abraham Sisi Jones. And of course, me and Dr. Dennis Sandy for the Southern region. Then we get 2 other additional former members of parliament, Honorable Sheku Jibril Dumboya, and of course, Honorable Bintu Myers, who do call him a man of the committee. They will go with secretary, when I'm Mr. Moses Williams. So we are properly seated and constituted. And in fact, this last neck meeting will take place 2 weeks at the party office. They reaffirmed the continuation of roles them and responsibility them, especially how far we don't can now for manage, you know, our conduct. We therefore lead all of us to Kenema from the 15th of September to the 17th of September.
We are barely 2 weeks from now, the convention for all that Eastern Regional Tongue of Kenema. So how far the party don't go in trying to put in place the proper delegates list will fulfill into the convention, because we don't hear about some 1 or 2 chamots when it comes to this list.
Wonderful. I just want to make a fumble and no see. One, IMOC is guided by 3 important instruments them. One, now a party constitution. The constitution of the Sierra Leone People's Party is there. And then the rules and regulations, well done written just now. And then this all important one back, we don't go through, is that the rules and regulations for the election of the SLPP presidential candidate. So everything has really been gazetted. But then, for Go Kenema, don't forget, if you watch section 28 of clause 2, of which make within existence, it reads me fumble, I just read them. It say all election results them. Now the regional chairman for endorse them. Then they pass on to the National Executive Council for ratification. When that list, you know, has been ratified by NEC, then now they pass on to IMOC for publication and circulation. So we will rule now for receive the list from the second highest decision-making body of a party when a NEC. And all the election list them from the constituency, you come to the district, you come to the region. Honestly, all went through under the auspices and proper supervision of all the 4 regional chairpersons them. And when those elections were completed, all the deed now for many and signed, because our signing it means that yes, at the regional chairman, they take responsibility that yes, the process honestly was free, fair, and of course credible. When that was done, now what did they do? Then take out to the National Executive Council. And so NEC now watch the list. And that council today, my brother, comprised of the chairman and leader, Chief Sumanu Kampe, and of course, the current now Secretary General, Ambassador Ali Badar Kamara, and all national officers, don't tell now, and of course, under chairman them and members of parliament. Now, they looked at the list, you know, comprehensively. They were satisfied that yes, all the elections, you know, have been done, especially, don't forget, my brother, that 39 run will be done, you know, they all incorporated. And so they were satisfied that, yes, the list now is authentic, and Law passed the list now to IMOC. It was after that stage that they passed on the list to IMOC. And I'm pleased for tell the whole country, say, we don't do work diligently, and we are on track. Over the weekend, I was in Bo for display the Southern Region list. Now, of course, we partied headquarters on Afenti Road. Then, of course, the IMOC secretary, and of course, the Eastern Region, they were in Kenema, then displayed the one for the Kenema, for the Eastern Region. Honorable Dandam Mamadi Konde was in McKinney for the Northern Region, in Displam, and of course, we don't do the one for the Western area. So now we responsibility as IMOC. No other person at this wall here, no get any right for publish that list day. We don't ratify it by neck, except IMOC. This is why, of course, again, they again in line with the Supreme Court judgment, we say, all delegate list them for be published at least 21 days before World Convention. So we're on track. And the good thing about this is that we have made it, you know, so public. Even in our social media now, all man get access to mobile phones them. And so now, as they talk to the delegates them, where you know, say, you name them on that list day, go again and try for confirm that your name is on that list day. Because the role of IMOC when we get to Kenema, now just for verify that yes, Emery Koka, where they represent the West District, now a delegate. We call your name there, you come out and we'll give you a delegate card. We are not going to give anybody any delegate card there in Freetown. Not at all.
Why?
Well, because one for ensure credibility of the entire process. Don't forget, inside the appeals court and the Supreme Court judgment, it is clear that IMOC for comprise of people who get proven character and integrity. And the people that want to go vote, now people them were them properly elected. This is now the last sentence of the Supreme Court judgment we'll get now. Let me go over it. It says the views of all members must be taken into account, and only properly elected delegates, you see the emphasis there, only properly elected delegates should be allowed to vote. So that process has been fulfilled. Let me go get the elections then. So now, not we conduct any elections, I'm going to receive the list, we don't display it for the attention of the whole world. And my brother, not only the list for this country, we also don't receive lists for athlete organizations then, and members in the diaspora. Australia get for come, UK and Ireland get for come, members of course of the party in America get for come, France get for come, Gambia get for come, Conakry Guinea get for come. So you see, this is really all encompassing.
So what are the definite number of delegates?
It's about 700.
Definite? So,
yeah, of course, that according to the list.
It's about?
No, we can't, when I say about, is there between, because I know
you have no fixed through,
yes, but almost 700.
Almost 700.
Yes.
Continue for the retreat, Dr. Dennis Sandy. In our one party member, them, we then at the 7-man committee on the Sierra Leone People's Party flag bearer convention, where for be the 15th to the 17th September. The program you listen to now, midday show on Radio Democracy 98.1 FM na Free Song and 99.5 FM na Bo and some other parts of the Southern Region. Magistrate Albert Moody don't give a ruling na court say the conspiracy to defraud the Saloon government case where 9 men and 2 women win a bank of Saloon work mandem tinap trial for na courts. They continue na the Free Song Magistrate Courts number 1 because the offense where the police been charged all the accused people with correct inside the law before the courts. For more on this, let me join the court reporter, Matt Kwate. Program as we get some technical problem with the insert, say when we fix them up, we'll bring them back. But now make we turn eye to some of the people and we continue for the in a situation where abnormal as a result of the flooding, as plenty organization don't they give donation to the landslide and flood victim them with Tap Nasayo Community School and Regent, the AIDS Health Care Foundation, we now one organization we concern but well but the business and the country don't give them team for it and some other team them with medicine them to victim them na the community with Tap na the school within Colossal Community School. Well, the operation manager at AIDS Healthcare Foundation said the donation within Dongi cost about 4 million yen and a 22 different items then give to the victim them.
Asofo tell us and show concern to people them we lost their life and the one them when a victim of the mudslide and flooding will be up in Monday 14 August this year. The AIDS Healthcare Foundation will donate food and non-food items them. plus medical item them to the mudslide and flood victim. We tap na the Sayo Community School Regent. The head of operation na the AIDS Health Care Foundation, Bartholomew Kamara, say this na just one way how them go show say they mourn and tell the victim them hush for all waiting meets them.
Come now, she didn't find the need to be affected people of the mudslide and floods in our region. And what make we think that the people disconnected because we feel saddened about the event we have that on August 14th, and we think so will be a part for can share in the pain of the people and as a token of love to the affected person, we think so we could provide them some basic food, non-food and medical items.
Bartholomew Kamara continue for name the team them who this organization will donate.
We get a list of items that we can donate. About 22 items that will be part of the package we can donate to the affected people in the region. We come with rice, oil, salt, onion, sugar, Maggi, sardine, butter, milk, baby food, pampers, wipes, water. For the non-food items, clothing, slippers, soap, toothpaste, toothbrush, bag, food, headings, and a whole lot of drugs and medical supplies.
One we want for us, as AIDS Health Care Foundation, now an organization we concern about well-body business in the country, waiting that we go for do for the people them health. We are affected during this mudslide and flooding, and almost all this donation costs.
But because we are putting the road in at the health sector, we will not think say in necessary the proper follow we provide with drugs and medical supplies to the people them. So we come with a team of doctors and clinicians them to provide treatment and care services today to the victims and yeah. Then after today, because we understand say they don't relocate them at the school. And they don't set up a clinic in our school. We work with the health pillar to make sure say the clinicians also give support to that clinic day. For as long as that clinic prepare for dinner for school. And the total support we can give for them victims that now have over 400 million loans, the items and cost. As soon as we see, I pulled some package, 22 items to the affected person.
This now how the victim them. We say thank you to AIDS Health Care Foundation for their support.
We are one of the victims then who we can come from Masari Drive. But I really appreciate the donation you want to come with. Ever with this year happen. The thing that we don't come with, most organization that you don't come with, thank you to them. So really appreciate me. I don't know how to tell you, thank you. We wait now to be able to every one of the soldiers that died. 6 o'clock in the morning where this disaster happened. We can't have Sarah Elementary Community School company. This kind of thing we are running for me. No other group, no get a team like this one for give one game person. Not only no more dollars, it's not the entire nation dollars. But with the ask more dollars mental, the people that have lost their life make their soul rest in perfect peace. No way they talk to Nana, two people there are lost. Lost his small brother. They don't let him give me that body. We get three picking, we will be up playing with him. I lost me big brother in picking back, who don't spend by the rush to us. So instead don't
but keep essence of Mara. This incident happened, we lost people there, over 1,000 of people land. But when I don't come up, we come sympathizing to people land. When I don't go to food, man travel with Bele for Bele. Women have already picking them. They have been telling them place, really, they have told them in the street. Me as a Steve Asasa Imara, I appreciate you, my efforts, I can tell you, I'm going to thank you. The Wissa would have put this level of 25 in terms of rent in the air. I don't happy, I've been the cry. Because today, you have been trying for Wissa, all this bag, they will return and back. The one that won't take him, can't just say, when I go hand to hand, I don't appreciate you, my efforts, I tell you, I'm going to thank you as a Steve. Now, thank you very much. God bless you, man.
Chief Sayo Mansari, we end up tell this organization plenty thank you as they don't member them, the thing with them they in need for the Society for the Democracy. Me and David Van Boy the report.
Many thanks to David Van Boy for the report. A quick one on Facebook page. Let me take some comments. This one come up from Emmanuel CC. Good clarification from the clerk. And I hope stakeholders should be in position to come out and clarify inconsistencies relating to national issues. This other one come out from John Bayon. Make Parliament not try himself for declare state of emergency cause the state really stable. No need for state of emergency. And Juliana Bernard, they tell Really Democracy, good afternoon. And the one for say good afternoon to you, Juliana Bernard. Now we quickly turn your attention again to the court as the trial they go on. We concern one case we get for do with the Bank of Saloon and in Wukmandem. Magistrate Albert Moody don't give ruling the court say the conspiracy to defraud the Saloon government case we 9 man them and 2 women when a Bank of Saloon workman them the tinap trial for na courts they continue na the Freetown Magistrate Courts number 1 because the offense where the police been charged all the accused people with correct inside the law before the courts. For more on this, let me join Matthew Kwate.
All these be with them 11 accused people here be appear na the Freetown Magistrate Court number 1 before Magistrate Albert Moody Tuesday, August 29 this year for the second term. For answer to the offense of conspiracy to defraud contrary to law. Magistrate Albert Moody go give in ruling on the application with lawyer H.M. Gebao be make na court say the court for throwaway the case against the 11 accused people then Nado on the next adjourned date of this case will now Wednesday, August 30 this year. The 11 Bank of Sierra Leone workman them when are the accused people them inside this conspiracy to defraud case. They stand trial in a court because the police allege say they've been joined now with other people them with nobody not sabi between 1st April 2017 and 12th April 2017 for thief the Saloon government their money by way how them say they been take Saloon copper and foreign money them like the United States dollar them and British pound sterling illegal one from the Bank of Sierra Leone and they been give them money here to private individual them as them say the Bank of Sierra Leone don't engage pan their normal auction exercise with that not to true. Now Assistant Superintendent of Police Samuel Kamara now the police prosecutor for this case. Now lawyer Mohammed Saw they help the prosecution for prosecute this case na court. And now lawyer H.M. Gebao they lead the team of lawyer them where they represent the 11 accused people them na court pan this case. Magistrate Albert Moody not been give them 11 accused people here will be appear in a court before him for the second term bail and he don't send them go on remand na the male and female correctional center them. Magistrate Albert Moody don't adjourn this conspiracy to defraud case to Wednesday, August 30 this year. For the Society for Radio Democracy, Matthew Kwate, the report.
The program is listening to the show. And we want for say you can send a text message to 077-981-981 or you can same way so drop your comments na the Radio Democracy Facebook page. Well, we turn back to we guest way na Dr. Dennis Sandy and Dr. Dennis Sandy na one party member them with the na the Sierra Leone People's Party 7-man committee we responsible for make sure say they organize a very very good convention. Quick one, Dr. Dennis Sandy. Almost people then don't the knack chest show interest say they want for be flag bearer as we see say then the open application 120 million Leon.
Well for now my formula may not go give you that exact number because that is not me you know we your role as I work. But what I will confirm here is that people don't really express interest. And as at yesterday, we don't understand see if our people have started sending their applications there and they don't even pay them 20% commitment fee. When they should say yes, people are determined that yes, it's not only about talking, but you know, now it's about putting their money where you know all their talks have been. So people have started sending their applications. And I'm also pleased for tell the people and say people even don't ask for bank details them. You know, the would-be aspirants them for any position. They don't ask for the bank details them, especially for the flag bearer position. And of course, maybe we'll see with the cause we don't chat for ourselves. Believe me, those interested, we pay. Especially if you, of course, meet the rules and regulations, and of course, you are qualified as stipulated under the party's constitution. So until the Secretary General send out the actual list to us at the end of the day, for now, I won't be able to actually say this person don't apply, this person don't apply. But what I will say is that the process is clear. all would be intending aspirants for whatever position me fumble them. When I send una letters of application to the Secretary General for party. Now, after we don't receive the application, they of course they don't verify or and authenticate them. They're gonna send them out to IMOC follow do the rest of the process. We of course now for calling out to interview and discuss of course the intentions there. But for now, I don't know would I not apply and would I not apply.
You don't know yourself as a party member, you know where you work around the party secretariat or you leave do up or somebody don't they catch you and tell you
what's so we want the evidences. Me when I talk, I forget me strong evidence. That's me, that's my discipline. But for now I can tell you that people have started applying. But for now, I really want to know the names of those that apply when I for contact the Secretary General until the list comes to us officially and not really honestly well, mandated.
Deadline not for the list they come here.
Sir?
Deadline not for the receive that list.
Well, again, the Secretary General will determine that. But I understand, say, the extent probably is it this week or next week ending. But they are working in the bus. Still, there is still room for applications them. And anybody can still apply. The only thing is that we are focused to move ourselves to Kenma from the 15th to the 17th. And as we talk, in fact, I don't just get now the correct number of delegates them. Because what we do, now for wait on the Secretary General, after we don't display the list, and of course the committee met, for law we really count properly and now verify. Because don't forget that TSC, we also don't receive list from the diaspora branches and affiliate organizations. That was why I said about 700. But for now, the correct number of delegates now 647. Me fumble them.
647.
647. That is the correct number of delegates.
Okay.
648. And that has been now been spelled. Yes, 647.
As of now.
Yes, 647.
That's fatal.
Well, this is the accredited ones them. When their names are on the list, they don't display. And these are the people that would expect for go vote. You know, there's different.
So between
these
are the final.
Yeah, this is the final. That's the final.
That's the final.
Yes.
They don't expect no other list.
No. There's no other
and
list.
And this don't be signed
because
up
we
by
in line.
The chairman.
No. Okay. This, okay. Mr. Ova, this is a very interesting question. Really, you know, there is nowhere in the provision of now instrumentalism from the party's constitution, the appeals court ruling, and even the Supreme Court judgment, plus the instruments them where don't get set. We say anybody, yeah, apart from the regional chairman them, that's the emphasis, apart from the regional chairman them, for signing the delegate list, we neck not approve. Don't forget, I tell you, Emery, when the list don't come from the regional chairman them, that means they are satisfied with the conduct of the elections in the various regions then. Then bring them list them to NEC. NEC now the National Executive Council, where the chairman of that committee, now the chairman and current leader, when the Chief Sumanu Kampen, and all other national officers them. So they take that decision there for saying, NEC, we NEC as a body now, don't look at this list them, when they don't present to us, we are satisfied with it, and we approve them. So there is nowhere we say any one of them, yeah, as NEC member for sign. Now NEC don't take that overall decision. So it all encompassing on NEC. Now it's after that decision then now, then they send them now to us for publishing and circulation. So we your role as IMOC that for receive the list we NEC don't approve. As long as NEC don't approve that list day, and they did that 2 weeks ago, yeah, we'll get to the last NEC meeting. We're also there, you know, as observers. Imagine, you know, we are IMOC members there, but they invited us as observers then for me to go reaffirm the trust and confidence we then get in the committee and then we'll further continue for do work and take the party to Kenma for convention. Don't forget, NEC now the second highest decision making organ of a party, so any decision then take, of course, is binding. And now the principal, yeah, administrative organ, we did for implement all the policies and programs them where the party conference don't take. So we are on course, and nobody will not get any right for sign any delegate list because it's spread nowhere that this person for sign. Rather than NEC forget the approval, they send out to us. So this is what we've done.
You don't have a record for say you assure the public say the party focus for CC.
Yes.
Waiting at the last convention, no repeats inside this national delegates convention.
Yes.
What are some of them seen in the way gets the tendency for spark up problem into this convention? We will not try for work towards for make sure see that didn't happen.
First, I want to ensure fambulancy the security of all the documents that we will get for use, especially the ballot papers. As I'm talking to Una now, me as an IMOC member, not even see those ballot papers they eat. It is under the singular purview and authority of the chairman, when the Professor Lawrence Kamara. It's a for security purposes them, and for the integrity of all of us, and for the credibility of the process, nobody will see that those ballot papers until we get to Kenema. And that's besides Even the ballot boxes them are now ready. And again, there has been a level playing field as stipulated under the rules here for the conduct of the flag bearer and other executive positions them. So as long as far as me concerned, my integrity, of course, people know this country, me not somebody, me not go talk for myself. But as far as I'm concerned, we will do the right thing. Of course, we need a free nobody, pass to God will make we. And nobody will intimidate us, and nobody will harass us. If you don't say you are qualified, go ahead. This is why our party get a very important core value. We're in a democracy. That means you get for allow people for participate, and of course, take decisions in the best interest of the party. So we are focused, honestly, going to Kenema. And as far as I'm concerned, really, people really appreciate the work they do. As I tell you, Emery, that means it's a good bull and display the list. And I've traveled to Kenema, I don't go McKinney, of course, Freetown. So don't traverse the length and breadth of this country. I've ensured that everything is properly done. And we get members of the committee where they are well experienced, like when you've been to Myers, Honorable Sheku Jibril Dumbuya, of course, Danda Konde, Danda Mamadi Konde. Of course, you know, say, even Nyama Fasuluko, na man, they belong the first in parliament. So we get people who they tap, you know, on their experiences them. And some of them people there, they've been to Myers, Honorable been to Myers, was part of the past, you know, committee for make them organize the similar, you know, convention, Nabo, under the chairmanship of John Opoju Benjamin. So we are focused, and by God in power, nobody will distract us. We are focused, and nobody is going to throw spanners in our work this time around.
Continue for the week's winner of the program, Dr. Dennis Sandy, member of the seven-man committee with Israeli People's Party, don't charge with the responsibility for make sure say the next convention, I mean the flag bearer convention, will for take place the 15th to the 17th of September, come off fine. The program na midday show, and me will bring the program na Emery Croy Coker. Some civil society activists them don't call on Ministry of Finance not for approve the 2018 budget where the Ministry of Education being presented at the budget hearing, because they say the Ministry of Education not able for accounts for the couple where they begin them for 2017. Joseph Sano, now the executive director for Il Salon, inside interview with Radio Democracy Mohamed Sherif, he start for talk about the team them where they notice na the budget discussion.
We just concluded the just hearing at the Mensa Conference Hall with the Minister of Finance and Economic Development, the FBI. The Ministry of Finance and Economic Development not do justice to the young people of this country. One, the National Youth Commission and the Minister of Youth have already asked normally for a look at looking at the, you know, the rules or the activities for young people, why you know the rules, you know, as the Ministry has been for policy drive and the Commission for enhancing the potential and creativity of young people right across the country, to me and you, you know, young people, and other people represent, how the ones they should have for you to do the work. Otherwise, me and you will see the Youth Commission as one way they connive against young people and they set you up, you know, show any amount of respect to you.
Okay, so almost on a lot of receive, almost money the institution don't really receive over the past year.
2016, now 3,963,500,000. They will not for this was anything more than 600 million in the second half of 2017. We will see the 2017 budget in the Google, we will not talk about that anymore. So for we, we see as a provocation. But in this same budget hearing, we will see some such MD, just one component of the directorate in the budget now, more than the Youth Commission. When we have budgets, we have look at developments and operations and activities and programs. The ministry gets one key deal with the MD for 2016, and we will achieve any of them apart from the National Youth Service Scheme that we say for look at, and even the amount we will give for seeing for this year 2017 to the Youth Commission about 5 billion. What is 5 billion doing? I don't understand. How are we going to use that one to maybe why we bring this available comments?
Okay, so then concern there we always during the budget here. When I'm raising concern there for to the Ministry of Finance for maybe no say that this certain thing there they affect on her.
Sure, my brother. We tell the Ministry of Finance, as I tell you, say, one, we feel disadvantaged by which we want to say that we the representation to you sector. And therefore, we're not pleased about this situation. Because President Kuma and the Malala living in this to the young people, we don't give the agenda. Anyone wants to see them, anyone to see them, one for a bit of activities. We tell them, say, they either respond, you know, for give submitting budget allocation to the Ministry of Youth Affairs and the National Youth Commission, and maybe for our the National Youth Council
in the site of the
They say we only try for acts as we don't say, but God will for us and competing priorities. Now then we ask them, what are the competing priorities of government? When President say in administration for young people, what can be more competing as a priority than addressing the issues of young people with from both the country population at this country? What are the more competing, what are making young people get skills, you know, for for self-reliance.
So you're not thinking that because maybe evidence on the money and they make something this happen.
No, but I have a question, even in the budget discussions for say this question we ask now, so we need this money, what are we doing? In fact, the guys, when some of them present and we give issues and we have been founded, so man, we say that self, when we are used and they say to do it, man, we say already, they want to give you understand the new structure. Number one, they don't give you understand what presidents say in the interest of the young people. They don't give you understand. Number three, they don't want to identify themselves with the process of understanding the social effort, working with social effort, adapt to the demands of the young people. The world we see now from 2019, people are working from 2016. You can't ask for 2017, but just for 2016. When they look for corruption, so what happened to them? Let the group of finance treat the young people with respect, with preference, and even for interest, increase the budget allocation, and time it is worth time for effective operations.
I understand. Okay, so that brings me to the question. Why do you want to make the increase on allocation?
Because we don't get plans the way we do, but we ask, what do anything about it? Youth skills developments, youth employment, youth empowerment, youth engagement, and all the things that also we want to look at. Changing the things we don't want to look at. We eat in agriculture.
Okay, so this Sunday I'm on in any way for KM with an activity then?
Yes, not only what they achieve. So if you plan for this one thing, for the A, B, and C, then the process for B, resources for A, B, and A, B, down. Then that means say, if you work on A, B, down, A, B, down because somebody will start for you. I understand, will not prioritize you. So you are more, because two for the achieve, stay in 10 entity, for support youth councils, and the youth councils will get to operations, get them, then forms, then activities going. We're able to do that. So not turning young people into, volunteers and trainings, forget them skills. We're able to do that. We're able to achieve that one. All of this that we're achieving. So for me, this is the work, the work of the sector, and the exploring the sector to young people. That is to say, with the sets, the ministry and the commission and the youth council will lead the way who they work for, as if we're not doing anything, as if we're not a problem. Just because certain people in BC, the young people issue, not just at all.
Okay, so presently, we two now want right now.
We want one for increased budget allocation to the youth sector. Secondly, the money we forgive to the youth ministry last year, we forgive them again now.
Mohamed Kouma, National Coordinator, National Youth Council, where they talk to Usman Kamara inside that interview there. And one for big pardon for bringing you that one. They asked not that to be introduced, but all get for do with the budget. But now we take the one we get for do with Landbook Business as the organization we then call Il Salon. Inside one interview together with Democracy, Mohamed Sherif, they not forgive the Ministry of Education, the new budget within the ask for me they approve, because waiting them and give them inside 2017 then feel say they're not being able for utilize them well. Joseph Sano, explain more to Wion Mohamed Sherif.
We notice key ministries them were very important at this country. Then put the last day for let the budget done. So enough time not be there for let we probe into them. So we don't recommend to the budget bureau say with them for make sure say key ministry of education, health, agriculture, let them there before. So that if we need for make amendment, we need for standing down, we'll be able for standing down. But when we do I'm so last minute, the last day inside the last hour, we know they will do nothing. So then we just do and between them, the budget bureau and the ministry. Number two, we say if then they do this budget, therefore make sure say they make checklist. Enough for be the budget day normal. Therefore, able for make quality monitoring checklist, feedback session. Because we don't notice say the people that we can't do this budget every year in, then they bring the same error there. And then for make sure say before the budget hearing, 2 weeks before the budget hearing, every MDA for don't submit in proposed budget. Because what they do, then they count the document them until 1 minute to the hearing.
Whose ministry actually una gets concerned with?
We don't concern that education.
So why una get concerned with the Ministry of Education?
Because when you look at what thing they happen at this country, we they see say other sectors then they grow, like the works, we they see electricity. But when you come to education, it they decline rapidly.
Why you think so?
Because you go to schools and benches then all day. You go university, wash facility all day, supervision all day. Up to now, recruitment of teacher now work, reassessment of teacher now work. Then take money, then put them per school feeding program, where they say now for the year, then just go on one time, the rest of the 2 time they not do. A lot of abnormalities than they inside the Ministry of Education. When now that make we concern about that, because we be the look at say we go capture key areas there, like one, employment of teachers, reassessment of teachers, school inspectory division. Because if you inspect the schools and now school fees, well, government say now 135,000, but when you go there now, if you picking pass for work from one, you they pay like 850,000 above. Because of these issues then, then the increased examination malpractice, increased failure, corruption in the education, and then with the CC, the education and structure, the standard default day and night.
Mr. Sano, the Ministry of Education recently they don't present the budget, now the budget hearing for 2018. What do you actually want to think about that?
We be get a very tough tussle that day. I'll be raising a motion, me and my colleagues and civil society for now standing down. But what you notice as I talk, it was wrong for let the budget bureau put them last and few hours for let the program end. We see they ask for 373 billion euros. Nine they ask for.
For which year?
For 2018. When they bring them budget, you know what believe. The budget will scatter, it will left you more confused than composing you. Then do a budget where they not get procurement plan. Then do a budget where the deliverables the way they don't set. Because every year the ministry will carry forward and deliverables. They're not able for showing how they achieve and what they achieve and why they not achieve them. In 2016, then they asked for above 271 billion. The approved budget where Ministry of Finance allocate to them now 271 billion. But you know what believe say they receive over 90% of this money in 2016. 2017 asked for almost 300 and something billion. But ministry get for approved 257 billion. As we they talk, then they receive 52% of their budget. But when we look at deliverables the way they say they will do, when they come, they not do nothing. Like FBC, you know, believe Ministry of Education get the bold line say they don't spend more than 2 billion on FBC the renovation. When you go there, you know they see the actual renovation, you know they see the result.
So it's all of the issues the way you highlight, but the Ministry of Education, after where the Ministry of Education we don't present them budget to the Ministry of Finance, now the budget here in the approval.
In fact, we all therefore scatter a lot of palaver. Everybody
should be approval.
We will not be approval. But the catchy thing about the budget bureau begin to apologize for them, say, ah, this is my last day, let we manage them, let we accept them until then do this.
Joseph Sano, Executive Director, Il Salon, we talk to Real Democracy, Mohamed Sherif, inside that interview. And my guest on the program, na Dr. Dennis Sandy, and a committee member, I mean the seven-man committee, we get the responsibility for make sure say the Israeli People's Party come out with a successful flag bearer convention. Let me go Facebook and see some of the comments. Facebook, this one say, well done Dr. Dennis Sandy for putting the record straight. Chief has already count himself as an outsider. The conversation must go on. And this other one say, SLPP, are you sure you're serving Mama Salon in the right way? Well, we'll take then to comment Sende and put them before Dr. Dennis Sandy.
Well, for me, Fambolem, I just want to say thanks for to when I don't send the text message then. For the second one, of course, I mean, we are serving not only in members, you know, of our party, but of course the people of this country in general. And this is why some of us in our such committees them for lending credibility to the entire process. And like I told you earlier, we get to know a vibrant and credible chairman, who of course we all know seen to be the former strategic general of this country. Of course, some of we no go to well with integrity for anything. So we're on the right path. The only thing I foresee here get me fumble is that. Let me read to now the one interesting sentence on the appeals court judgment. It say that the injunction restraining the holding of an SLPP convention is hereby removed. Is hereby removed. So do ya make nobody, if you really like this party and this country, you know, in general, try for do any other thing we go against the conclusion of the appeals court. And this is why the Supreme Court judgment again clearly indicated. Now the third line, then say, law will please circulate through publication the delegate list 21 days, at least 21 days before the convention. And this is what we have done. Let me again go over this all important aspect. Now 647 delegates officially we don't get, and the NEC list will receive, we IMOC receive, that is the ratified list by NEC, when NEC of course the person the chairman Now we vibrant leader who get so much respect for Chief Sumaru Kampen, of course the deputy and chairman and leader Dr. Prince Harding, the secretary general, and all members of that next day, like I tell you, all regional chairmen and members of parliament. So please, Lord will respect the next decision. For say IMOC for continue for doing work, they don't pass the delegate list to us, we don't display them. If anybody get now any qualms or any reservation with the list we don't display, whether Sontel will not spell his name correctly, I mean they not spell his name correctly through typographical error, or whether you name probably if the fist if they not did it, you now take it up with the secretary general, not with IMOC. I repeat, not with IMOC. We have not there for determining who that and whether for the on that list, but rather write a letter to the secretary general, say this my name, they spell a wrong word, or this post here and not for the do for the do, but not to IMOC if you can't do ya. We are focused now with the list. We the go can map for verify and do ya. Make nobody not gonna say dog, my name is at the list, not we conduct elections.
So if therefore rectify any of anybody named at the list with the preempt now, if person they we go come up with issues, it's taken to the secretary general.
Yes.
Then if the secretary general now don't hear from that person, they it go come to una IMOC for make sure say una rectify that
this again they hang in the game with the national officers them. We include of course the deputy chairman, the chairman and others them. That is if irrelevant. But me no say waiting right now the call now just simple spelling mistakes them. Like Sandy, you say DI. And this is what most people have known misspelling my name in this country. Me not to DI, me not DY or Dennis, then say DNNIS. Me and Dennis now NS. Those are simple things they will rectify. Okay? But I don't feel say anybody go tamper that list again. You know why? Because it don't go through NEC don't approve them, and so it stands finalized. No other person not for alter the name or names on those lists any longer. Otherwise, you will win against the NEC decision. And like I tell you now, NEC really comprised of all national officers, them, including the chairman and leader. Now make any NEC meeting where they happen under the SLPP. Now Chief Sumaru Kampen, one of our current chairman and leader, they really preside over them. And so all the deliberations them, and the decisions, them, of course, are binding on the party as a whole.
Quick ones. This person asks Dr. Sandy, what's the meaning of IMOC? Just tell me quick.
IMOC me fumble na a committee with the SLP established in Nimin independent. Now the first one, we are independent. Elections and monitoring oversight and see committee. So by the mere of name, you gonna say we are people, we're really independent and we take our decisions, you know, independently, but then we take, of course, we cue from the National Executive Council, full stop, and no other person. So we need to even listen to the Secretary General, neither of course to the Deputy Chairman or even the Chairman, okay. But rather we listen to the composition of NEC. We include all the people there in that body day.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Sandy from the Israeli People's Party, continuing for day with we as we move and take material away relates to the All People's Congress. Donation from different country organizations and people don't meet Vice President for Sika disaster victim them at the country. This BNTM people are Eastern partner Freetown and one community activist and self politician at the APC party, Mohamed Kamara, where people they call Medicare, give different item them for support the government's efforts for help disaster victim them. Abulai Bla witnessed the donation and send this report.
This is just a sign for sure, say we appreciate you now. And I want to be very much thankful for the cooperation of the Eastern people, especially with members of parliament, who is there, Honorable Salam, Honorable Kero, and Honorable...
That's not the voice of Mohamed Kamara, where plenty people sabi as Medke, where lead one group of people from the Eastern partner, Freetown, and they will go to the Vice President, Ambassador Victor Bokarifo in office, for donate different kingdom, like rest, water, and other wonder, for sake of people were affected inside the August 14 flooding and landslide na the country. But how this idea developed from people na the Eastern partner Freetown? Medke been explain more.
This idea come about the day where we experience this sorrowful thing we happen. We see souls of brothers and sisters in Sierra Leone lost their life, and we see the person winner, the first gentleman of this country winner, the president, his excellency, the way how we see him move that day in body court, and the way we see how the president with the cry, it means a lot. Luckily that day I've been Kana State House, I see the president, the kind way, the mood way he did. As I return back home, and I say, gentlemen, we need to get an emergency meeting. So from that initiative, they are going on the radio. I get support from the honorable members of parliament there. I get support from the community, the executives there.
Medke been carry on for explain what the different certain item them where people from the eastern partner Freetown go donate to the Vice President Ambassador Victor Bokarifo in office for sake of flood victim them.
If you look at the total cost of everything, it's very close to 33 million. We get over 100 and something bags of rice. We get foam and truss them. We get oil them. We get used cloth them, chunks them by being very new things them. Where we get carried over 700 bundle water because we find out say the area outside this incident happened. The water will be no good for them for now. We also carry so many stoves them. Can we see everything Binongo stoves them for many lights where the polio union at the eastern part themselves also volunteer themselves and then prepare the stoves them there for we. And we carry so many other materials them will come for can donate.
One of the organization them where give supports from the eastern partner Freetown to flood victim them now the United Polio Brothers and Sisters Association. Paul Usman Kabia, na chairman for this association, he been talk more about this to Radio Democracy.
People of disability come together, we contribute out of you only to money we can gather. We see, we serve for come, for let we train on with government, people are out there, for let we serve give we donation. Basically, we make some material, we now different types of cool pots them. We now 75 cool pots them. Then we try for put blue plastic bag, use clothing, we now 7. Then we give 100,000 loans as contribution towards the displaced people.
Business people serve from the eastern partner Freetown. Being give support, we make up this donation from the east. I've been talked to one of them.
My name is Mohamed Alhaji Kouma. I am the CEO of Multibiz.com. We are in Shell New Road. And they inside na Kisido Kiat. First of all, I'm happy because I'm one of the human beings that we get sorry at. This kind of thing will happen, not a thing where they happen frequent. Now, one. Then, number two, this kind of thing will happen, not even a disaster. Like, you know, they predict time. So, this kind of thing is so sorrowful that I think say the best I can do, I need for stop all what here they do, forget about my business, put the people them where now they suffered inside this particular disaster that before.
Honorable Abdulsalam Kanu, now member of parliament for constituency 101 Nakisi, na the eastern partner Freetown. He talk about what he think about this support where people from the eastern partner Freetown get to flood victim them.
Where this incident be, at times now we get the culture of giving, not to everything say government. If you know you can't donate anything here to we from outside, now same people that can win in the country. When something be, this is say, he get you slot in, he pack, I go, center, I go, gi. He get sus, he go, gi. He get money, he gi. Now, let's see, then they say, NGO, they go with this and send that for we. We say, same thing, they say, fit, say, love yourself, introduce a culture of self-help. That shows, say, women, we all get solidarity. We all able to sympathize with yourself. Then coordinate this program where we all put together for make sure this thing happens.
We will receive this donation from people at the Eastern Partner Freetown. The Vice President, Ambassador Victor Bokarifo, will get this for say.
I assure una that the president is happy with you now, and we will show this list, we will gladly for una. We will not say things difficult, but you know what we'll say, you will careful before you give people. Hungry go left by you, you give people. So this way when I do, not to gentle, not gentle. Now the heart, when I get good heart, forgive. So I tell una, boku thank you,
Voice of Vice President Victor Bokarifo and the report today with my colleague Abdullahi Blah send na the program na media show quickly before we round up the program. Come quick to your guest Dr. Dennis Sandik from the Silent People's Party. How hopeful or how full you glass be say I more kuna go do good job rather than woko go get question mark at the end of the day under 30 seconds.
I never do any work with a question mark, and the committee where I belong comprised of credible people and individuals. So do you have a rest assured that we are focused on Kenma and we'll do good day. The only thing, make our go again and read one thing within these 30 seconds. The appellate court judgment say that the injunction restraining the holding of an SFB convention is thereby removed. Do ya? Make nobody not do anything, probably, who were against the appellate court judgment. Let us go to Kenma in one piece and come on the honestly with a very united force.
Many thanks for joining me. Now the program in name na Dr. Dennis Sandi. Now be one time minister na the ruling APC government under the PMDC ticket, and now they na the Sierra People's Party. As soon as be earlier, I say, go back na parents' house. Well, now the program made a show for today. When for today Thursday, August 31st, they left you. Well, me na Emre Koikoka, we na be the presenter. I want to say plenty thank you to me colleague them and the entire production team. Tata, so till we meet again.